You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
Hello once again, it's Rodney Davidson speaking to you here from Fame Mission, and I want to thank you for tuning in to this little podcast. I trust that God will even bless your heart, just by what He has laid on my heart even to say. We're home on furlough, we're going around many churches doing deputation meetings, and we've really known the Lord's help and the Lord's presence in those meetings. As we've been doing that, my mind has been drawn to various things that have happened, how the Lord has provided, how the Lord has undertaken, various situations that we've been in over the past years. There was one particular thing that happened I want to share with you just now. As I've said on some previous podcasts, our local community are extremely poor. Many times a relative would have passed away in the hospital in Wingi, and they will really struggle to even be able to cover the cost of the transportation for the body to come back to the home where it would be buried. And so over the years, our founder Alan Dunlop, and now in the last number of years myself, we've been helping the community where we can, just to go with our pickup truck to the mortuary, and it becomes a hearse, and we would load the coffin and bring the body back for burial. There was an elderly person who had died near a village called Kalulu, that's just a few kilometres from our mission centre. And I went on that Saturday morning early to the mortuary with some of the family members. We loaded the body, we went to the home. We thank God that we get an opportunity to speak to the people who have gathered at the home for the funeral and to present the gospel and tell them of our Lord Jesus Christ. On that particular day, I was speaking to those people as they stood around there at the home, because in the Kamba culture, the family member who has passed away will be buried at the home. And the family, the neighbours were there, and we were talking to them about the urgency of repenting of our sin and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour, surrendering our lives to Him. There was a young woman in her early 20s. She was healthy and well. She had been to the well for water that morning, I was told. She was there near the front, not far from where I was, one of the people gathered listening. And we were sharing about this need to come and how there's a deadline. We don't know when we're going to cross it. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. And we don't know. There's a time to be born and there's a time to die. And none of us know when we're going to die. I was telling those people about the need, the urgent need, that while the Lord is speaking, that we come to Him. We were thinking of that phrase, that term that we use sometimes, the deadline. And I remember having it explained to me one time. I was checking it out. The origin of that statement, the deadline, apparently goes back to the American Civil War and the prisoner of war camps, and how a line had been drawn around the camp to expand the area, and soldiers were put on the outside, and if any prisoner was to step over that line, they would be shot dead without any questions asked. Very quickly, this line was given this nickname, the deadline, which we now know today. And those prisoners could see the line. They could see if they were coming close to it. They could see if they were about to step over it. But for every one of us, there's a deadline. There's a day that God has appointed that we will die. And we can't see the line. What we do know is every single day of our lives is bringing us closer to that deadline. And so we were just given that illustration, and I said, I don't know who will be the next one here to cross the deadline. But are you ready? Have you given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Little did I realize that as I left that home in the pickup truck, made our way back to the mission center, which took about 20 minutes, half an hour, that young woman in her early 20s would have an aneurysm and she would die just within that next hour. And her body was taken to the hospital, to the mortuary, And the very next week, the very next Saturday, I went to the mortuary and collected her body. And she lived just 500 metres from the home where that funeral was held. And her body was put in the ground. And it was a very solemn thing, because I know that many, many of those people who were at the previous funeral the previous Saturday were there, and I was able to remind them. And the Bible tells us in Isaiah, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." He's not always found and he's not always near. Call ye upon him while he may be found. We're to seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. May God even use this story, this true story, to speak to your heart if you're not saved. And may God help those of us who are saved to be faithful to him and to live our lives for his glory. May God bless you.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. The work that Fame is doing depends on the voluntary gifts from God's people. For more information or to help support the work, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.